Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right, so we've been through turmoil in the Middle East today, how you measure your own moral DNA, and about 45 minutes of which candidate would be better for economic growth, plus a dose of Ben Bernanke. So let's take our last few minutes of the week and open the phones for you to just tell us what signals fall in New York for you. We're opening the phones at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 for your leading indicators of New York area autumn. We may get a little flack for this because fall is officially a week from Saturday. But the Brian Lehrer Show is unilaterally declaring the start of fall this week because it's in the air. 212-433-WNYC. What is that signal that fall is coming in the New York area for you? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Think about it. Cool, crisp weather, kids on the train. Yesterday was an election day, for crying out loud. And I hate to say it, but that weather that will always, for the rest of my life, signal 9/11 to me, which is a little bit post-summer. It's not August weather. It's really September weather. Yesterday, we spoke with Greg David about Fashion Week. Maybe that's what signals fall to you, though usually clothing works a season ahead, right? So maybe seeing the winter clothing in stores signals fall to you. And yesterday, of course, was a primary election day in New York State. Maybe fall is that time of year when people scramble to figure out just which little known judge to vote for at your newly redistricted polling station. So maybe you know fall because you go in and vote for an obscure primary candidate. If so, we salute you. On another note, fall may mean the start of football and that special time every year when the Yankees are in the hunt for the playoffs and the Mets are playing games that don't matter at all. But seriously, with the addition of a second wild card slot, we may be in store for a magical run to the postseason by the Phillies. Here's one scenario we're reading about. The Yankees could end their regular season on October 3rd, tied for first in the AL East, play a division tiebreaker game against the Orioles on October 4th, play a wild card game against the Athletics on October 5th, and start a division series on the against the White Sox on October 7th. Now that's fall ball. But okay, enough Yankees obsession. What does fall, or what signals fall to you this early in the season in the New York area? 212-433-WNYC. Benjamin in Brooklyn, thanks for calling in. How about you?
How you doing? I'm a surfer. I go to Rockaway Beach, and I noticed from Sunday to this past Monday, the temperature of the ocean dropped significantly. Mm. So now I have to wear a wetsuit when I go out.
There it is. Benjamin, thanks a lot. A sure sign of fall for surfers. Matt in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Brian. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but the first cold of the season.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The weather changed on Monday. Boom. I know like half my office is sniffling and coughing and sounds like a TB ward or something, but I'm afraid that's it for me.
I don't think they even offer flu shots for another 4 weeks. Are you homesick from work today?
Even worse, I'm working from home.
Ah, yes, because you know, yeah. our motley crew of listeners in the midday,
right,
is the unemployed, the retires,
right,
the retired,
right,
night shift workers,
yeah,
stay at home parents, and wait a minute,
the
home sick,
yeah,
a very important demographic for us is,
yeah,
those of you home sick, but that's not you.
Right.
Thank you.
But
Teresa in Queens, how do you know it's fall?
No, it's fall when all of the college students are back on the trains. They're busy looking at the syllabuses and they have books, and it just is an exciting time. You just feel energized, and fall just means that going back to school and seeing all the excitement in everybody's eyes.
High school students too, right? All the students, not just college.
Yeah, right. The buses with the high school students, and it's really the city's so quiet in the summer, even with all the tourists. But when the college students come back, it's an exciting time.
Teresa, thank you very much. Nancy in Yonkers, what signifies the coming of fall to you?
Yes, Brian. I actually live in Yonkers near the seminary, and it's the change in direction of the Canada geese as they fly up a little bit higher and they go more to the north. But they always sound off when the first leaves off the trees actually come down. It's quite magnificent, actually.
It must be a Westchester thing because Nancy stay there, and Bill in New Rochelle, you're on the air. Hi, Bill.
I just called in. I was saying the same thing as Nancy. I hear the geese flying low over my head, and they start to head south in these big V formations. Another thing I see is that there's no more monarch butterflies anymore. They were all around in August. And the other main thing I see is that the sycamore trees are already losing their leaves, and Benjamin out in the Rockaways would probably notice also the surf is no longer coming in from the southeast. It's coming in from the east. For some reason, the direction of the waves change.
Huh, and I wonder if that's related to the cooler water temperatures. I have no idea.
No, so, it's always been that way, Ron.
So Nancy and Bill, maybe you can figure out where the best place in Westchester is to see the geese.
Yes,
along
definitely.
The shore. How about you, Nancy?
Well, it's right above the seminary, it seems like, right above the Cross County Parkway.
Like St. Joseph's, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then you can actually see the geese that fly north from south a little way higher in the sky, if you look. It should happen in the next week or so. But also about the winds changing direction for somebody out in Rockaway, the surfer.
Right.
Our winds here change from, we get a lot of westerly winds going east. Now.
All right.
So, you know, the whole thing changes.
There you go.
Course.
Well, listen, you guys, tweet us a picture of those geese when they fly over, and I'll see you up in those spots in Westchester in 20 minutes. All right, Bill and Nancy, thank you very much. On our comments page, Joe writes in from the countryside, really, in Hunterdon. It's now dark when I feed our livestock in the morning, and I need a jacket. The last sweet corn is being harvested, and feed corn is starting to senesce. The apples are coming in. The deer are becoming more active. The rut will begin in a few weeks. So don't forget, in the New York City area, there are still some farms. Bob in Manhattan, what's your early sign of fall? Hello.
Yeah, hi. I cycle a lot through Midtown, and I know in midsummer, you know, you just feel this blast of heat from big engines, you know, buses and trucks and some cars. And it just, I guess because the air is warm, it doesn't rise as fast. But as soon as it starts moving into September, you feel it less. You know, you can be in traffic and, you know, with all that implies, but you know, the fumes and all, but you don't feel the blast of heat from the from the vehicles.
Life as seen from the bicycle seat. Thank you. RL on our comments page writes, the San Gennaro Festival around the corner, living down in the old Little Italy area, is my sign that the end of summer has arrived. And Carolyn in Great Neck, what's yours?
The crickets. I usually go for a walk in the evening, and the crickets get much, they start going, they're slower and quieter, and eventually they stop. And also, I think it's called murmuration. We have murmuration of birds where they all gather in huge, huge flocks. You can, it almost darkens the sky, and then all of a sudden they take off for who knows where.
Nice. Lois in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. What's your sign of fall?
My sign of fall is when you go into the Family Dollar store and they're already selling Halloween candy.
Yeah, right. And it'll go up to about $6.50 on October 29th. Vice in Manhattan, what's your sign of fall?
Actually, it happens on so many different levels, and it's so beautiful to hear everyone's perspective. At my house in White Plains, we have a huge oak tree. It's about 150 years old. And when big, fat acorns start hitting my patio and my table out back and making a lot of noise, I know it. But on another scale, in the old Northern European traditions of some of my ancestors, they kind of saw the seasons as a fourfold yin and yang, where fall actually is conceived on August 1st. It's when summer is at its maximum and fall is just beginning in that yin-yang way. And this September 21st is when summer is completely over and fall is completely here.
And we can't beat the four-cornered yin-yang, so we're going to leave it there. Vice gets the last word. Thanks to all of you for your calls. That was great. That was like one big crowdsourced news from Lake Wobegon, right? Have a great weekend, everybody. Follow me on Twitter at Brian Lehrer. Like me on Facebook at Brian Lehrer WNYC. Talk to you next week.